and before that, the arrival of the Zulus had already caused the indigenous San people to be driven out, up into the higher mountains.
While it may look pretty intimidating, Cathedral Peak is actually a fairly well laid out mountain for a walker. But it is a hefty proposition. At just over 3,000 metres, it's by far the tallest mountain that I've tackled on any of my walks. And it isn't just the altitude that's a challenge. The weather out here, you just heard a rumble, can change at the drop of a hat. A bit like the Lake District.
You've got to pick your day when you attempt a mountain of this scale. I'm hoping the weather's going to stay on my side for a crack at the summit. But before I go anywhere near the peak, there's plenty to explore down here in the first part of my walk. It's a beautiful valley, and I'm beginning to see why people have fought to be here. The province of KwaZulu-Natal is the focal point for people coming to visit this iconic range of mountains. The mountain chains form a natural border with the tiny mountain kingdom of Lesotho. At the centre of the range is the sparsely populated Mlambonya Valley. I'll be walking upwards to the head of the valley and the memorable Cathedral Peak Hotel. From there, it's a 9 kilometre climb through different stages of mountains to the summit. Back down in the village, the first leg of my walk kicks off. The sight of a walker still seems to cause a bit of a stir, never mind one with a camera crew.
Any walker, quite rightly, can't wait to get up there and wander amongst the upper berg, but there's a story to be learnt down here before any climbing begins. And that's why I'm starting this walk in this Zulu village. I've come to meet someone who knows a lot about the mountain, the valleys, and a lot about the history as well. Hi, Z.
Hey, Julia, how are you
doing? Hey, I'm good. Good to see you.
Good
and we've got a little bit of sunshine, which...
I know.
Which always makes me happy.
Z was born in the Drakensberg and grew up amongst these mountains. She moved to Britain to study and work, but 3 years ago she realised she was homesick and made the unusual decision to try and take to the hills to earn a living.